It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three separate interviews. The first is with the director of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, Wanda Hallman. Then we have April's Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc., with managing partner and CPA, Carla Wilshaw. And wrapping up this podcast are our husband and wife team, Douglas Crow Wolf and Katie Kelly, owners of Fay Moon Wolf Designs.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for April 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes making it all happen. This month, we're talking with Wanda Hallman. Wanda is a board member with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Wanda.
Hi.
First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Well, I should have been born here, but my parents were in Pueblo that day. So I'm pretty much from here, although I didn't grow up here.
How did you end up in Monte Vista?
Well, I've been coming back to Monte Vista every year of my life since 1953, so you can figure out how old I am. My aunt and uncle needed care in the later years of their lives, and so my brother and I came, and then when they were gone, I decided to stay.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What have you done?
Oh, my goodness. I worked for 38 years plus with the U.S. Forest Service. At one point, I was Smokey Bear's mom, I like to say. I helped to manage the Smokey Bear program out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, neat.
I've done a variety of other things after retirement. I worked in a law office for a period of time. Right now, I host our community garden and work with the chamber.
Tell me a little bit about the community garden.
The community garden we started 4 years ago now. It's actually called the Jesse May Olson Memorial Community Garden of Monte Vista, Colorado. It's named in honor of my aunt, who had an amazing garden there, but also was one of the most generous-hearted people I've ever met.
Wanda, what other groups are you involved with locally here in the Valley?
I'm on the board of directors with the Cemetery Board here in Monte Vista, and I'm on the board of directors for the Historical Society. And I belong to a wonderful book club that's been around for over 100 years. Internos, yeah.
What do you like to do in your off time? Hobbies, special interests?
My husband and I have sailed down the ocean. We sailed to Hawaii a number of years ago in a little 27-foot boat. Well, sailing and traveling. We love to travel. So now I guess we'll be traveling in our minds for a little while.
Yes, for those who are wondering, we are practicing social distancing to record this podcast. We are, what, about 8-10 feet apart?
So. That we are. It's working fine.
Wanda, how did you originally become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
There was an article in the newspaper a number of years ago where a person who did work here had a grandchild who needed some surgery. And I thought that with that person gone, they might need some help with staffing. So I offered to come and answer phones and greet visitors for a period of time. And once I stepped in, I didn't want to leave. It's just a fun group to be with.
It really is. What do you do as a member of the board of directors for our chamber here?
Well, I come to all of the meetings. I volunteer to help out in any way I can as far as setting up events or organizing events. We go and do a little cleanup along the highway, I think once a month in the summer. Maybe it's only once a quarter, but we do it. Anything that needs to be done, I try to pitch in and do.
That is great. Well, I was going to ask you about some of the events coming up that the chamber is involved with. Obviously, the swoop of the cranes is not really done, but they're out.
Yep.
So we encourage people to walk along Main Street, walk along Adams Street, enjoy the artwork that's been done by all of our local artists here in the Valley. The Home Garden and Outdoor Living Expo that was scheduled for April 17th and 18th has officially been canceled.
Yeah.
Are we carrying on with the Brown Bag Luncheon Series, maybe starting back in April?
I think so. I haven't heard otherwise, so I believe that we are. If it turns out that we can't, then we won't, but I think we're planning at this time to continue forward.
The Sky High renovation project is ongoing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's all sorts of endeavors there. If you haven't seen the penny jars at your local merchants, there's a jar at almost every cash register that you can put your change into, because every penny counts.
Absolutely. Coming up this fall, we're looking forward to Moonlight Madness in October?
Moonlight Madness in October, and before that, we should have the Potato Festival.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's coming up too.
And that's actually when we'll get the People's Choice Award for the Swoop of Cranes announced.
Yes, that's right. That's coming up too. And then all the way out in December, we have the Holiday Bazaar coming up.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good event. Our vendors reported great success last year.
Wanda, what do you see as the benefits of a local business or organization joining our Chamber of Commerce here?
I think it's a great benefit in terms of knowing who's here, for one thing. That's just one small piece of it, really. I think that we put on programs that can help you in your business. Usually there's a discount if you're going to be involved in any of our larger events like the Ag Conference or the Crane Fest or whatever we're putting on. There's usually a discount for members. Plus, we feature at least one business a month, and I think sometimes two, in the podcast, I believe, as well as on our website. And so you get free advertisement as a part of your membership payment.
So lots of exposure there.
Yeah, lots of exposure right off the bat. That's what I can think of.
Wonder, where do you see Monta Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
I see Monta Vista growing in a comfortable way. I see Monta Vista businesses being able to stay alive, stay with us. I think that as a small town especially, that as we all shop locally, we do everybody a favor. I think Monta Vista has a lot of room to grow in. And I think that we can do that if we work together for it.
Absolutely.
With the Sky High building coming in, the new Sky High building, I would love to see more hotels and restaurants and other businesses that will help people who are coming here for events to stay here in Monta Vista.
Well, Wanda Homer, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about what you do with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce and all the great things that are coming up later on this summer and fall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going way beyond taxes, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. has been serving Monta Vista and the San Luis Valley for over 40 years. From estate planning and business valuation to business tax compliance, accounting, and much more, CPA and managing partner Carla Wilshaw is here to give you an overview of everything Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. has to offer.
Looking for help with your business tax compliance or accounting? In need of estate planning or business valuation? From small business accounting and QuickBooks training to litigation support, records cleanup, and a lot more, you need to look no further than Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. Joining us via Zoom to tell you more about what they do is Carla Wilshaw. She's a CPA, managing partner, and also handles tax and audit services. Thank you for joining us, Carla.
Thank you.
First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Well, my family moved here from South Dakota when I was very, very young, and I grew up in Delmort, went to school at Adams State, and came to work at Wall Smith & Bateman back in 1984.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history, things that you've done.
Oh my gosh. So some of the things that I'm involved in here in the San Luis Valley is something that's near and dear to my heart is I'm on the SLV Stampede Committee, and we put on the rodeo every year. We're looking to have our 100-year rodeo in 2021. That takes up a lot of our time. We have a great committee, great work ethic, and it's a whole lot of fun to host a really large rodeo, really large concert, and have the entire valley show up and have a great week in Monta Vista.
That is a huge event.
It is, and it is so much fun. You know, for a lot of people, that is their week's vacation. They don't have the opportunity to leave the valley and go let their hair down someplace else, so they come to Monta Vista, and we have a wonderful time. So many people come back, get to see each other, reunions, family reunions, class reunions. It's probably the best week in the whole San Luis Valley.
I understand that. What about your off time? Favorite hobbies or special interests?
Well, anybody that knows me knows that I have a horse fetish. I love horses dearly. I spend a lot of time with my horse. We do NRHH, National Reining Horse Association competitions, just around the state. And that's my passion. We have a lot of friends. We get together and talk about our horses, watch our horses. That's really what my passion is.
Great. Well, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. is the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for April. So congratulations.
Thank you. That's quite an honor to have them give us that type of recognition. We really appreciate that.
Tell me about Wall Smith Bateman, Inc., and you can go into as much detail as you want. For example, when was it founded?
Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. was founded back in 1974 by Eldo Wall. He brought a group of people together to form a firm. Eldo Wall is the Wall, Smith is Neil Smith, and Bateman is Paul Bateman. All three of those people are no longer with the firm anymore, but we continued on the name just because of the recognition and the reputation that the firm has. We thought it was important to leave the name alone and carry on the tradition of putting out good quality services for our clients.
Well, I was going to say, it's a well-known name here in the Valley.
Well, thank you. And we're very proud of our firm, and we're proud of the name, and very proud of the people that we have working here. We have a really great staff. A lot of our people are Adams State University graduates. I'd have to say that has probably been the key to our success is the fact that Adams State has been able to provide good quality people out of their business program for many, many years. I graduated from Adams State. I'd say 99.9% of us graduated from Adams State. We take our profession very seriously. We get a lot of what we call continuing professional education every year in all of our various areas that we work in. It's quite a process to go through to provide the best services we can for our clients and hopefully be able to give our clients the best advice that we can give them.
So not only are you a local business, you're a local people employer here too, drawing right from our San Luis Valley.
We are. We employ people all the way from Del Norte down to La Jara, Alamosa, Monta Vista, and all the various areas in between. We are really proud of that because it gives us a lot of diversity. The best part about being in a firm is no one person knows everything, but you put us all together and we know a whole heck of a lot, and we're able to provide a lot of services to our clients. The majority of our staff is CPAs, so they've passed the Certified Public Accounting Test, which is quite a rigorous test these days. We hire professionals that take their profession very serious.
That is great. And you cover an awful lot of areas, including tax compliance and planning, assurance and accounting, estate planning, business valuation, small business accounting, QuickBooks training and consulting, litigation support, and accounting records cleanup. Why don't you touch briefly on some of those? Give a little more detail as to what all that means for people.
So we have a firm of almost 50 people here, and so we're departmentalized. We have a tax department that takes care of the tax compliance, estate planning. They take care of just helping people get their accounting done right. We have an audit department that does audited financial statements for our clients. We work on banks, we work on governmental entities, and nonprofits. We also have what we call the Biz Hub, and that's the Small Business Accounting Department. They provide everything from full-blown bookkeeping, from paying your bills, to billing your customers, to providing the payroll service. We have a really slick payroll service where we can provide your payroll totally paperless. The payroll system is going to provide the IRS in the state of Colorado and the unemployment, what we call SUTA and FUTA, with all the e-filing forms that are necessary these days. As we all know, the government is going away from paper. They want everything to be e-filed, and we're able to e-file all the forms for you automatically. And the accuracy is there. The payrolls are provided to you in many forms. We can do direct deposit for your payrolls. We can allow you to get into the system and to print out your own checks. We can print out the checks and get them sent out. So there's a lot of options there with our payroll system. The Biz Hub is manned with professionals that take a lot of care in your books. They understand QuickBooks inside out, and they're able to provide you with a really great service so that you do have accurate accounting information.
Okay. QuickBooks training and consulting. I mean, QuickBooks is a big thing.
It is. You know, and when QuickBooks first came out all those years ago, We were pretty excited about it because we could see how easy it was for clients to use. And we recommend our clients use QuickBooks simply because whenever they have turnover, it's a lot easier to find someone who has worked in QuickBooks before. So whenever you need to replace someone, you can normally find someone that knows a little bit of something. We, though, here in the firm have been working with QuickBooks since the very inception of QuickBooks. And so we know tricks. We have people here that know QuickBooks inside out. We know how to use it correctly. And so it allows you to have good financial information all year long, keep everything reconciled, and know that your numbers are something that you can count on when it's time to take them to the bank.
Carla, tell me about the tax and audit department.
Well, the tax and audit department has a whole lot of professionals that put a lot of care into what they do. We go to a lot of work to get the appropriate continuing professional education. We have a whole lot of information as far as technical information that we need to be able to do tax returns correctly, to be able to do audits correctly, and to try to get the best advantage that we can for our clients. In the tax department, we do tax work for individuals, partnerships, corporations, nonprofits, and estate tax returns. All of those require a lot of care as far as technical ability. But we also put a lot of work into looking for anything that would give our client a tax advantage. One of the things that we have here in Colorado is a whole lot of tax credits. We work very hard to try to make sure that our clients get all the tax credits that they have coming to them. We have saved people a lot of money over the years by taking that effort.
That's a good thing.
It's really great for our clients. The audit department has a very seasoned staff that understands the auditing standards very well. We do help our clients put their financial statements together. So again, the firm puts a lot of time and effort and money into continuing professional education so that we do our work correctly and never put a client at risk. Our auditors are able to go in and we can train. We have to stay independent so that we can continue to audit them, but we can train. And so we put a lot of effort into helping our clients understand the new accounting standards so that their financial information is always as accurate as possible.
Estate planning, something else that you cover?
We do cover estate planning. And so that's one of those areas that most people think about the end of life issues, and they don't really want to address that very badly. None of us do. None of us want to have to face that part of our life. However, if somebody does a good job with their estate planning, it sure does help the people who are left behind so that things are taken care of the way someone wants them taken care of, and it's not left up to somebody to guess as to how to take care of them. We really do encourage our clients to get their estate planning done. Not only does it help their loved ones, but you can save some tax if you've done it correctly.
And one that I was unaware of, accounting records cleanup.
Yes. Sometimes QuickBooks is a little bit deceptive because it looks good. And people who are using QuickBooks, maybe not totally correctly, think that they're getting everything in there in the right spot. And then when it comes tax time, the professionals look at that accounting information and they realize that, oh man, these accounting records are not quite what they need to be able to do an accurate tax return. So we have a lot of people here that understand accounting very, very well, and they can get into the QuickBooks and get them cleaned up so that you're reporting accurately. That's important. You don't want a client to accidentally pay tax on something that's really not revenue. And you don't want them to miss out on deductions because they didn't get them recorded correctly. So again, having good, accurate accounting records is just of the utmost importance. We have a lot of people here that understand how the QuickBooks should work and look and how the accounting records should look in the end so that you've got good, accurate information. Also, a lot of times we have requirements for bonding companies or banks to receive good financial information, and it could be a compiled financial statement, a reviewed financial statement, or a full financial statement audit. But those accounting records need to be good information so that whoever receives those financial statements can count on them and know that they're accurate for their purposes.
Y'all really do an awful lot. That is incredible. What would you point to, Carla, as Wall Smith Bateman's most outstanding accomplishment, say, in the last year?
Well, outstanding accomplishment. We did just accomplish moving into a new building. We are now just west of Town and Country Auto Mall.
How did that come about?
Well, we were downtown Alamosa for, close to the last 20 years. We had acquired a building. It was a big two-story building. We were on the top floor, And on the bottom floor, we had leased out to the San Luis Valley HMO. Here recently, Friday Health Plans had acquired the HMO, and they are expanding their business to a lot of other states, which is requiring them to really expand the number of people that they have. They were bursting at the seams and outgrowing our space. They came to us and asked if they could buy the whole building.
Ah.
That was a short conversation because we realized a building half full of accountants in downtown Alamosa was not good for Alamosa, but a building full of Friday Health Plan people was a win for Alamosa. And we thought it was probably best that we sell and move. So we built a building, and that building, they started it in October. Alcon Construction was the contractor. We made the request that we needed to be in this building before tax season. Alcon said, we can do that. And so we were able to move into this building the first week in January. So I would have to say that was our biggest accomplishment in the last year.
Wow, that's huge. And now you have a regional office over here in Monte Vista too, I understand.
We do. So we have an office in Monte Vista that's staffed Monday through Thursday. We have people there that do full-blown controller service for a lot of our clients is pulled off right there. We have partners that meet their clients there as requested. We have Bob Jellum, who comes from Del Norte, and he mans that office there in Monte Vista. One of the things that I'm really proud of is we, as a firm, work very hard to do as much business as we can with all of our clients. We circulate our business client list so that all of our staff understands who does business with us so that we are sure that we do business with them. I'm really proud of the fact that the contractor for our building here is a client, has been a long-time client, as well as many of the subcontractors that worked on our building project. So we really believe that is a win for the whole San Luis Valley. Anytime any of us can do business in the San Luis Valley, that money will circulate back to us in some form or fashion. Every time you take your business outside of the valley and do business elsewhere, that money may never make it back to us. So again, I believe it's super important for people to do business right here at home so that that money will circulate back through our economy.
I couldn't agree more. Carla, what is your favorite thing about working at Wall Smith Bateman, Inc.?
Well, I have two favorite things. One, I think we have the best staff. The people that we have here are true professionals with a great work ethic and a lot of care for the clients and the work that they're doing. So I'd have to say the people I work with are my favorite. But then also, on the other hand, I love my clients. The clients are what make it worthwhile to come to work. And I've got some clients that I've had for a very, very long time. They've become like family. You think about them all the time. You care and you want them to have the best advice possible. A lot of people think that we only work on our clients when they're in front of us or when they've dropped something off.
Mm-hmm.
Truth of the matter is we work on all of our clients all the time. Doesn't matter where we're at. We're thinking about them and what we think we could do to help to improve their situation.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing small businesses here today in Buena Vista and the San Luis Valley as a whole?
The one thing that I hear is a challenge for everybody is finding good help. I know that a lot of people believe that there's not a lot of opportunity in the San Luis Valley, but I beg to differ. I think there is more opportunity than ever. We have an aging population, a lot of people that are going to be retiring over the next 5 to 10 years. And I believe that there's going to have to be some really great people that stay here and step up to take on these positions.
What recommendations would you give a business that's considering starting or has just started here in the San Luis Valley?
I would recommend to a business that's starting up that they make sure that they have their network of people that they need to be good support to them. One, I do believe you need to have a good accountant to help you with business advice. I believe you need a good banker to help you have the support that you need with all the services that they provide. I believe that you need a good insurance agent to make sure that you're covered. And I believe you sometimes need a good attorney to help you with all the documentation that's required to have your business well documented.
Excellent list. Some of the local resources that you might recommend for a local business here?
Oh, you know, one of the areas that I think can be of great help to a small business is the SLV Development Resource Group. They have financing that's available and I think some good advice that they could give to people. Another great resource comes from the DRG and the state of Colorado is the Enterprise Zone Credits. There's a lot of Enterprise Zone Credits out there that can be, you know, money in the bank versus just sending money away from the San Luis Valley. Some of the best local resources that you can go to when you have a small business is your local Chamber of Commerce. They can provide you with a lot of support that you didn't even know existed.
How did Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. become involved with our Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce here?
Well, the firm has been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for many, many years. Here recently, though, we've had the privilege of being able to work really closely with a group in Monte Vista. I'm sure you've heard of the Friends of the Sky High Park.
Oh, yes.
The Chamber of Commerce is very, very involved in that project, as well as several other clients that I work with. And I've been really involved with that project, being on the San Luis Valley Sky High Stampede Committee. And so I've had the privilege of working with all of those people as we've been planning a building and how we're going to deal with the multi-purpose building that's there. The city of Monte Vista has been integral in that process as well. And so we have been meeting off and on for years and trying to see what's the best way to get this building replaced. We think we found the best solution to get a new building built, and we are now in the fundraising process. So that's been a lot of work in dealing with the Monte Vista Chamber.
Why do you think it's important for local businesses to be a part of and support their local chambers of commerce?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce is looking out for your best interests, and they are able to do things that you maybe don't have time for as far as promoting our community and promoting the area and the downtown. I think that it's super important to be able to support that chamber. A lot of good people, a lot of good networking that goes on there.
Well, Carla Wishaw, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about Wall Smith Bateman, Inc., all the different things that you offer. Golly, you guys have been in business over 40 years now. Certainly wish you at least another 40.
Thank you. And thank you to the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce for acknowledging us and giving us this honor. We so appreciate it. And we so appreciate the people in Monte Vista and the entire San Luis Valley that allows us to do the work that we love. Not everybody thinks it's great to be an accountant, but I can tell you it's not a boring business. And that's because we love what we do here.
Great. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Are you looking for unique gift ideas? Interested in local art and artists? Ready for a beautiful custom handmade pair of authentic moccasins? Then Fay Moon Wolf Designs is the answer. Douglas Crow Wolf and Katie Kelly have lots to offer at their shop in downtown Monte Vista or online, and are here to tell you all about it.
Have you heard the buzz in town? There's a new gallery and local gift shop in Monte Vista called Fay Moon Wolf Designs. Joining us remotely to tell you all about it, our husband and wife team, Douglas Crow Wolf, gallery owner, artist, and leather crafter extraordinaire, and his wife, Katie Kelly. She's also the gallery owner, artist, and renowned photographer. Thank you both for joining us. First, let's get your stories. Where are you originally from?
I'm from South Dakota originally. Traveled all over this country when I was younger. I learned leathercraft when I was very young from the elders. They taught me everything I know, and I basically created my own designs.
Nice. Well, we're going to get into your leathercraft in a little bit. How did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
That was her.
That's her fault. All right. Douglas, tell me a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What have you done?
I've been a leathercrafter all my life, besides traveling most of this country.
Okay. What about your off time? You got a favorite hobby?
Work.
Work.
I do like to get away from people, get in the wild places.
I understand that. All right, Katie, what about you? Where are you originally from?
Yeah, I was born in Houston, and I've grew up everywhere else is kind of the best way to put it. Moved every few years, so I've kind of lived everywhere.
Then how did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
My grandparents had retired outside of Villa Grove when I was young, probably about 8 years old. And I fell in love with this valley. I spent a lot of summers and holidays out here, and it just got in my blood. We were living in Trinidad, and we started coming to the valley for a week at a time. Then we go back to Trinidad for a couple days, and then we come back out here for a week at a time. And then Carl's like, you know what? Let's just move. Love it here, though. Love the valley.
All right. Now, what about you? Your off time. Favorite hobbies? Special interests?
Hiking is like my big top one is getting out and hiking and getting the dogs out hiking. Road trips, just getting in the Jeep and going somewhere. We don't even know where sometimes. Taking a drive and taking my camera and taking pictures. And that's kind of what I mostly enjoy when we're not working.
I was going to say, camera's always with you, isn't it?
Yes, always. Absolutely. At least one, sometimes two.
Well, Fay Moon Wolf Designs is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured business for April. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about your company. First off, when was it founded?
That would have been 2012. And then we merged. We each had our own business. So on. And then in 2013, we merged the two together.
Why did you start these particular businesses?
I've always been a moxie-maker, something I've always loved to do. And I just got tired of working for the system. I lost my mom in 2000 to cancer. And that's when I said, time to go back to working for myself.
Okay.
And I just took it on full time and made the business it is today.
Where did you come up with the name Fay Moon Wolf Designs?
I was making teas and beaded jewelry, and my business name was Fairy Teas and Treasures. And Crow Wolf was doing his moccasins and leather craft under Crow Wolf Design. So we kind of merged the two names.
All right, well, tell us about what you offer, and feel free to go into as much detail as desired. I mean, you do consignment items, you have artist items, handmade things. Tell me about it.
At the gallery, we've got what we make, which is the moccasins, some bags. I have some jewelry, some beaded jewelry. We've got incredible painters that we have artwork that we carry and consign, local artists. We've got some books. We have some local authors that we carry books on, and then as well as other books, not just all local authors. We've got my photography. We have the creative visions, the antler creations that Frank and Mary Jones make, and those are at the shop too. And there's more coming in. We've got more artists finding the gallery, and we're getting some really, really, really neat art. Just neat stuff in, just really incredible artists in this area.
There are. I mean, you have handmade items too.
Yeah. All of the stuff that we make is made by hand. Oh my gosh, we've got other jewelers, everything's made by hand. An artist that's doing handmade wire wrap jewelry, as well as some cute little shelves, kitchen fairy things that she's made out of recycled material and wire wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. I'm trying to picture the shop in my mind as I'm sitting here. There's so much. In fact, we even just put some new journals and sketchbooks out on the floor the last time we were there last week. Here's something I want to mention, and this goes into it too with these journals and sketchbooks. The designs are created by artists, student artists, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help build schools. There's three different places.
Mm-hmm.
And the company, they want to support artists. It was founded by somebody who was told that they couldn't make art. And so they said, well, I'm gonna make art.
Prove you wrong. That's great.
Yeah. We have different kinds of teas. We have some made by somebody here local. And then we have some that come from Boulder, and those teas, some of the proceeds from those teas go back to cancer research. The woman who founded that company was going through cancer treatment when she developed her teeth, and so she gives back to cancer research.
Wow.
We've got items that are, not only just handmade, but I call it consciously made. Some of these things we purchase wholesale, not just consignment, too. But these companies are trying to give back. We have dolls that the proceeds go back to anti-bullying programs. We carry recycled crayons. It's a company out of Arvada.
Mm-hmm.
We try to carry local artists and as local as we can to Colorado.
One of the neat things, too, is you've got a lot of inexpensive gift kind of ideas, too, for people. So if you're out looking for a quick gift for somebody for whatever occasion, your store is a great place to stop in and bam, you're set.
Oh yeah. We've got a little bit of everything, including cards. And we're more than happy to gift wrap it for you. If you're in a hurry, we can wrap it up, put it in a real nice bag, put a little bow on it, fix it up, and you can go right on to where you're going with your gift.
That is great. And where is your store located?
122 Adams Street.
Girl, well, tell me about the process that goes into each set of handmade moccasins you make. Handmade, underline that, being one of the key operative words. It's a lot of work involved.
Yeah, it is, because you got to draw the pattern. Well, draw the patterns for the uppers, the soles, as long as people get me tracings or measurements of each foot, because I don't care for standard sizes. They never fit right. And I'm coming from somebody that's got moccasin feet, so I know. And then it's the cutting, the punching by hand. And the lastly is putting the final details, which is sewing and, well, fringing before it gets sewn on some of them. And the fringe is all cut by hand. And that's hand sewn with a needle and sinew. I mean, I make it sound easier than it is just because I've been doing it over 20 years.
And you were telling me the other day that most people's feet are not the same size. You really, really need that measurement.
Yeah, because most people have one foot either longer than the other by at least half an inch, some an inch, some are wider. Nobody's feet is exactly the same. And then you get people that have bad feet, or they've got dropped arches, or they've got messed up toes, swelling ankles. That all goes into account when a pair is made, because you can't just make them for anybody and stick them on a shelf. They have to be custom. I've worked with a lot of people with a lot of feet issues, diabetes, you name it, and I've been able to make them something that fits them and is comfortable.
What is the big draw to handmade moccasins? Why are they so popular?
Because it's not something you see out in the market. There's fewer and fewer of us every year that come off the reservations still making moccasins. Because most people, they want to machine everything or make it out of cheaper materials, machined. And if you machine something, it has no soul. Many people want ours for, a lot of them want them for earthing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get moccasins for what I call house shoes or slippers, which to me is not a big thing, because these are shoes. They're made to be worn every day outside. You know, a lot of people get them for slippers. I understand that. It's something that they can put on easy or them around the house. No big deal to me. But they are shoes.
For those who might not know, what is earthing?
That is basically being connected to the earth. When we put on shoes that have man-made materials like rubber soles, it disconnects us from the energy we're receiving from the earth.
Okay.
It is our belief that the earth has a heartbeat. It is keeping your feet connected to the earth and being able to feel that heartbeat. And because we use natural buffalo hide for our soles, there's nothing man-made between you and the ground. And so you're keeping that connection. The easiest way to explain it is just you're staying connected to that heartbeat.
Grounding, in other words.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
I have some pretty severe neuropathy, and I can't wear hard sole shoes. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found through the years of wearing moccasins is the neuropathy is less. And surprisingly, and I didn't realize this, I've got a back injury. Well, I have less back pain when I'm wearing moccasins. When I have to put on something because maybe, you know, there's a reason why I got to put on a hard shoe,
mm-hmm.
I have more back pain at the end of the day.
Well, a lot of people, they lose the pain in their legs and their back with moccasins because your feet are not made to be at an angle and shoot. People don't get this. When you wear something with a heel on it, high heels, even cowboy boots, that will throw off your back. It'll throw off your legs. When your feet go flat, you rely on the strength of your leg and your foot. Your foot is your balance. Without that, you have no balance. There's a lot of people with really bad balance out there. That comes from being raised in a hard shoe. But when your foot is flat, you're relying on the strength and the mobility of your body, not something man-made. So wearing moccasins, and I've had a lot of people get back to me saying, their back pain went away, their leg pain went away. And that's because you're relying on your feet and your lower legs, which get stronger from wearing moccasins.
That's good to know. Well, considering the current state of affairs, what ways have you two created to continue making ways for your customers to obtain your products?
Well, first off, we do have gift certificates available. There's a way to purchase them straight online through Square. There's a link for that. We do have physical ones, too, that if somebody would rather have us mail, we can mail them a physical gift certificate as well. We have an online website where they can order moccasins. Right now, it's just our moccasins, some of the bags, and some jewelry on there. And we're kind of coming up with some ideas on how to help the artists in the shop that we consign for. And we're still kind of in some process on that. But we do want to support them at this point, too.
And of course, all of your contact information will be listed on this website page. So if people want to reach out to you, they can just go to the website page and all the information will be there. What is your website, by the way?
It's FaeMoonWolfDesigns.com. FaeMoonWolfDesigns.com.
There you go. What would you point to as your most outstanding accomplishment in the last year?
I think our biggest accomplishment, quite honestly, has been moving our shop to Monta Vista. Our move to Monta Vista has been just wonderful and the best thing that's happened to us in the past year.
What is your favorite thing about what you do?
I love what I do. I wouldn't work for anybody else. There's something about seeing the smile on someone's face or seeing the email where they wore their mocks. That means more to me than any amount of money in the world. You can't pay for that kind of smile and somebody's happiness when they've got a pair of moccasins on their feet. I don't care about money. It's what I can do for people.
Great answer. Katie, what about you?
I think it's being able to be creative. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, my favorite thing is just that creativity part of it. I enjoy a challenge, too. I've been asked to make some challenging bead stuff before, and I enjoyed it. At the same time, it was like, what am I doing? But I really enjoyed being able to expand. So creativity.
Sure. Rise to the challenge and knock it out.
Yeah. My favorite thing with the gallery is the community, the other artists, to be part of that community.
Well, I understand if everything goes well, later this year, you're planning on hosting the first ever powwow this summer in Monta Vista. Can you tell me what's in store?
Right now, I'm in the planning stages. I'm talking to elders of the Ute community because they were here back in the day. This is all about bringing back the culture.
Okay.
I've already got one of the best hoop dancers in the world already booked. I'm planning on this being a contest for all the dancers to come. I'm hoping to have, you know, enough drum groups because we do have a large drum circle. This is all about bringing the Native community back to where it belongs so people can see. I want people to come and hear the music, feel it, as well as seeing the Native art. This is all about the Natives and helping Monty with bringing a real powwow to the valley.
So I understand you want to make this as absolutely authentic as possible, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Well, we look forward to that, and hopefully everything clears up, and we can all come out and enjoy an authentic powwow this summer here in Monta Vista.
I'm not planning on canceling.
Very good. What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing small businesses today here in Monta Vista and around the San Luis Valley as a whole?
I think the biggest challenge is how we can support each other and get through this time. There's challenges already having a business in the San Luis Valley. I think we all have to be a little bit creative because there's times in the valley where maybe the tourists aren't out here. It can be a quiet valley sometimes, which is part of what I love about out here. But right now, it's a little more quiet.
Mm.
I think that's the challenge. But I also have seen within the San Luis Valley that we are creative business owners. And there are very many business owners that have been through, you know, say maybe through the fires. And having to find different ways. And so I think right now in this moment, it's going to be a lot of businesses trying to find ways to continue what they're doing, but maybe look at online avenues for a little bit.
As we're doing with our podcast here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then as life gets back to normal, well, hey, then we have two avenues now, not just our storefront. So maybe when the tourists aren't coming through and a couple of quiet times a year, more businesses might be more set up online and do even better in the future. It's kind of where we're going with things.
Adapting to the times.
Yes.
So how did Fay Moon Wolf Designs become involved with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Because Ken asked us to.
So it's Ken's fault.
Ken's fault.
I think we feel it's important to be part of the Chamber of Commerce. I think what Monta Vista, with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, is they have a number of things going on that I feel very positive about. Krupp and I have talked about how they're good. It's a good thing.
Oh, that's your dog in the background.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, this is all good.
We've got 2-year-old fur babies.
Nothing wrong with that. What are their names?
We have our healer mix name is Belle, and our shepherd mix is Sherman. Sherman the shepherd.
Good. All right, well, Crow Wolf, Katie, we want to thank you both for joining us and telling us about Fay Moon Wolf Designs. We certainly look forward to you being able to reopen your shop here in downtown Monta Vista and Adams Street in the near future, and wish you two certainly the best. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Serving Monta Vista and the San Luis Valley for over 40 years, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. is a one-stop shop for business tax compliance or accounting, estate planning, business valuation, small business accounting, QuickBooks training, litigation support, records cleanup, and more. With 2 offices to serve our area, Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. is located at 3001 Adcock Circle in Alamosa and 15 Washington Street in Monta Vista. Call them today at 719-589-3619. That's 719-589-3619. Or learn more, visit their website at wsbcpa.com. That's wsbcpa.com.
Strategy, compliance, valuation, training. That's Wall Smith Bateman, Inc. Artistic and consignment items, handmade moccasins and jewelry, locally sourced gifts, and more can all be found at Fay Moon Wolf Designs, located at 122 Adams Street in downtown Monta Vista. Call Crow Wolf or Katie at 719-859-2656. That's 719-859-2656. Or visit their website at FayMoonWolfDesigns.com. That's FayMoonWolfDesigns.com. Inspired by Mother Nature. Not yet a member of Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce? Give them a call and find out all of the benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or stop by the Chamber located at 947 First Avenue in Monta Vista. Be sure to check back next month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monta Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monta Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.